Jumbo, Rafikis! That's Swahili for hello, friends. It's Anthony and Amy with the latest update on the activities that are surrounding the reading of our One Book, One School selection, Thunder Cave.
Biking through Africa has certainly proven to be more dangerous than our main character, Jacob Lanza, ever anticipated.
Fortunately, Jake is befriended by a member of the Maasai tribe, and he agrees to help him find his father. Speaking of the Maasai tribe, I think one of the best things about reading of Thunder Cave is the opportunity to learn about the Kenyan tribes and their culture.
That's right, Anthony. Every student and faculty member in this school has been assigned to one of the five tribes. Tribes include Maasai, Kikuyu, Luo, Luya, and Kalenjin. I'm a Maasai. What's your tribe, Anthony?
I'm a mighty Maasai tribesman. How do you like my bright red shuka, which is similar to the one Sapit, the Maasai tribesman that befriends Jake, wears in the book Thunder Cave?
I love it. As the students are learning more about the Kenyan tribes, they are using their knowledge to capture the absence of Africa throughout our school. The students in their advisement class are decorating their doors with their tribal logos, while others are making African instruments and banners.
Did you see those Harambe poles in the media center?
Rumor has it that Miss Milliken's class really pulled together to create those tribal poles to support our humanitarian projects related to the reading of Thunder Cave.
That's right, Amy. The reading of the book set in Kenya has made us all understand that we can all embrace the spirit of Harambe by giving off our time, talents, and treasures to support the John Haugram Orphanage Project, the Elephant Adoption Program, and the FreeRice.com Project. Three very worthwhile projects.
How easy is this? You go to the media center and donate a dime, a dollar, or maybe even 20. The money goes into your tribal jar, and your name will go on the tribal poll. The tribe that collects the most money will receive a relaxed dress code day, and the money will go towards building the orphanage in Kenya. Just think, if everyone in our school donated just a dollar, we'd be well on our way of making John's dream of an orphanage for needy children a reality.
We'd like to encourage everyone to check out FreeRice.com. It's a great way to improve your vocabulary. Every time you correctly identify the meaning of a vocabulary word, 20 grains of rice are donated to families in Africa and other needy countries. 32 billion grains of rice have been donated to families via organizations that work with the United Nations under the distribution process. Now that's the spirit of Harambe, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
I think the highlight of this past week was the visit of the native Kenyan, Miss Kenya Muchaya.
I agree. 6th and 7th graders had the opportunity to learn more about the customs of the people of Africa as Miss Kenya Muchai spoke to the students in her native dress. The media center was filled with beautiful pictures, jewelries, and artifacts that represented the Kenyan culture.
The spirit of Harambe prevails at CLMS as students read about the adventures of Sapit and Jacob and how they pull together to avoid danger at every turn.
And it continues as Miss Kenya Muchai shares her knowledge of the Kenyan culture with our students and staff.
And don't forget those humanitarian projects as we pull together to make a difference in lives of people who are less fortunate than we.
Keep on reading, fellow tribesmen. We are approaching the final chapters of our exciting adventure, Thunder Cave.
We're counting the days until the visit of our Thunder Cave author, Roland Smith, Asante. And don't forget to tune in for our complete third and final week update on the latest activities surrounding the reading of Thunder Cave.